It's a Sunday morning. You are listening to Beat, and let's talk about some things happening later on in the year, thanks to the Kilkenny County Council's Public Arts Programme. And they've really exciting plans for things like the Kilkenny Arts Festival, including a 5-part retelling of the Alice Kittler and the Kilkenny Witch Trials. And if you can sing or dance or have acting skills, well, then you're wanted for this as well. Mary Butler is the Arts Officer of Kilkenny County Council, and she joins me to tell me more. You're very welcome, Mary.
Thank you very much, Orla. It's lovely to chat to you.
Lovely to talk to you again. There's some really exciting stuff, and I suppose Kilkenny is well known for the arts, but some really innovative ideas this year.
Yeah, well, I suppose this programme was launched last year, so it's a 5-project public arts programme.
Okay.
And it encompasses a number of different art forms. So we have film, we have dance, we have performing arts, we had a visual arts residency-based program that launched last year. So it's a really eclectic program, quite a big program for Kilkenny, and a very different way for us to work in public art, I suppose. You know, inevitably, people think of public arts in relation to physical sculptures, and I suppose other art forms and other ways of working sometimes are undervalued, and we really wanted to bring that to the fore. You know, it doesn't belong to one discipline alone. And we just felt here that, you know, by working in other disciplines and making sure that the projects had, I suppose, community engagement and involved with and worked with communities was a much better way of bringing the public together in a more meaningful way and being innovative in how we do it.
So will we talk about Alice Kittler and how you're doing things a little bit differently with this project, for example?
Yeah, well, the Alice project is being produced by Asylum Productions, and Asylum have, I suppose, a really, really strong history of working inclusively. You know, a lot of people may be familiar with the Big Chapel, which also was part of the festival a couple of years ago, and the Alice Project will premiere as part of the Arts Festival this year. So they work, you know, they work with communities. You know, a lot of their actors are not professional. They bring in dancers. They are looking for people to sing in the choir, and they're looking for actors to become part of various groups and mobs, for the want of a better word, for the performance this year.
Okay, good stuff. So
it really doesn't matter who you are. Asylum Productions are just brilliant at finding a place for everybody and anybody within their productions.
Brilliant. And it's 5 parts, is that right?
Yes, it is in 5 parts. And some people were lucky enough to see elements of it last year during the festival. I suppose in a way they sort of workshopped some of it. And there was some really exciting, you know, and very different ways of engaging with theatre. You know, I myself and quite a few other people had like very intimate one-to-one performances with Alice herself. And we had a private encounter with Bishop Ledred as well in the parade tower, the downstairs of the parade tower, small audience of people. So really, you know, very exciting, very intimate, and very, very moving, but also really funny. You know, it's a retelling of that story.
Yes.
Now,
there might be some people who don't know the story of Alice, Mary. Could you tell us the story of her? She's a very Kilkenny city story, isn't it?
It is, yeah. So I suppose Alice was, you know, we're talking about the witch trials and that, you know, Bishop Ledred really took umbrage to, I suppose, Alice Kittler in particular in Kilkenny. And she was the first recorded person condemned for witchcraft in Ireland. Now, she's believed to have fled the country. There's no record of her after her escape, though, but her, maid or associate, whatever you want to call her, she was actually flogged and burned at the stake instead of Alice. So, yeah, it's a really fascinating story for Kenny. And I attended a talk last year during Culture Night as well. And it's amazing what we all think we know about Alice Kittler, but we actually know very, very little. You know, we had a historian kind of present, and a lot of it is kind of surmising various things about her. So in a way, kind of gives us a lot of freedom and artistic license to tell her story. You know,
and her story really has carried through. Like, I'm even seeing that her maid, that they think was, well, she was burnt at the stake on in 1324 instead of her. Her name was Petronella. So there's lots of venues and parts of Kilkenny that are named after this story. Would that be right?
Yeah, well, Petronella de Mead, there is actually a restaurant in Kilkenny called Petronella, but I suppose Hitler's in itself is, you know, I suppose, the focal point. But in a way, I suppose that's very much the kind of tourism element, whereas this theatre piece as well will give us an opportunity to reimagine that story and again, you know, kind of contemporize it a bit, you know.
Yeah, and they've lots of plans, aerialists and pyrotechnicians involved in this. And the scripts have been finalized, but there is a call out as part of the public arts, of course, for people who might be involved in choirs or can act, who might like to take part in this.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, you know, you can use the word acting loosely even at that. You know, we're not looking for professional actors. We're looking for community. It's not amateur dramatics either. It's community based, really, people that want to be involved in this. You know, and aside from the singing, the dancing and the choirs and the acting, you know, there's so much to do. There's kind of, I suppose, in a way, a place for everybody within this production,
which is what people are interested. Public arts are about as well, because I think people can be quite intimidated by when something is called an arts festival, for example, can't they? It can seem like it's for a certain type of person, and that isn't the case.
Not at all. And that's been a really big part of this programme for us. The County Council and the Arts Office, you know, we really strive to work from the ground up as opposed to kind of helicoptering in with pieces of art. Even, you know, the work that the Arts Office does is very developmental and it's about supporting people. And these projects have all come from that place of engaging with communities. For example, All to Play For, which is Fergus O'Cohore's dance piece.
Oh, yes.
Fergus worked with retired hurlers and camogie players and has produced a beautiful dance piece, I suppose, on, you could say, our hurling heritage, but in a way, Ireland's hurling heritage. You know, the stories are similar across the country. So that's a really beautiful piece. And then we have Pauline O'Connell, who is telling the story of Padmore and Barnes, which is the boot factory in Kilkenny. So, you know, one of the really big employers in Kilkenny in the kind of 80s and 90s. And that connection of the leather industry, the tanning industry, farming, and, you know, women, particularly women at that, in that era, who, you know, they got married, they left their jobs, but they could do piecework, you know. So a lot of them actually, you know, would go and get bags of shoes and take them home and, you know, they would stitch at home. So there's, you know, huge kind of local and social history around all of these projects as well.
And that's a very different way to do public arts. I think when we think of things like public art, we might think about, you know, if a new road is built and suddenly we have a sculpture on it and stuff like that.
Yeah, and I suppose that kind of harks back. I suppose historically, you know, it was, and the arts have changed so much. Well, I suppose they've always been very kind of, their ability to connect has been massive. And I suppose in a way, some of that is because this money comes from, for example, this program in particular in the main is funded by the Department of Housing and Local Government, because that money is connected to capital development. So it has always got a connection to a physical place, but it doesn't mean that the project has to be directly connected to that. So the way we do it is to pool the money and, like I said, bring a number of projects together, all of which will have different types of outcomes. There'll still be a strong legacy. You know, there will be films that people will be able to see. We will archive material for them. We're actually doing a publication to complement the programme as well, which in itself will be a piece of art. So it gives people another way of connecting back into the project.
Brilliant stuff. Well, look, if people are interested in being part of the dance set or the choir, or you'd like to audition for the Alice Club, well, then you can go to thealiceclub.com and you can sign up there. And then you were talking about the film, of course, the movie is a different word, but it's a dance film which is celebrating Kilkenny's deep-rooted hurling and camogie traditions. And it's actually going to premiere on May 29th, which is the Friday, in Thomastown. It's called All to Play For, if you want to check that out. And is there a way for people to find out all that information as well, Mary?
Yeah, the information about all the projects is on the Arts Office blog and on website. So that's KilkennyArtsOffice.ie. The initial premiere on the 29th at the moment is invite. So it's very much for the hurlers and those that were involved. But the film will be shown again during the festival, and there will be another iteration of it in August. In October as well. That's a very interesting piece. And I suppose really what we're trying to do is work in a way where community programming is not an add-on, but that it becomes central to public art. Yes. It becomes central to kind of what we do and how we work with people.
Yes, exactly. Well, Kilkenny Arts Offices, where you can search for to get more of those details and all the things that are happening in the public arts. And that is Mary Butler, and she's the Arts Officer at Kilkenny County Council. Thanks a million, Mary.
Thank you very much, Orla. Take care.